You're on. Finally, huh? Morning, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to give a presentation. I don't know how long, but we'll certainly take some questions. I'm going to give the brief and quick highlights. Brad will go over the criteria for the different grant that we're getting ready to propose, and Brandy will, I think, the map that Mr. Duke showed, talk about some foreclosures. We're strictly on the housing side, and what we today I'm bringing before you is, and I'll pass these out. In September, HUD came out with a supplemental community development block grant funding for the, it's called the Housing Recovery Act of 2008. It's basically all around foreclosures, homeowner foreclosures, or foreclosures, period. And the grant itself will be called the Neighborhood Stabilization Program. There is, at this point, it is moving very fast. As I said, this came out at the end of September. We get met for the first time and got introduced to it last Tuesday. Mr. Baker, Brad, Brandy, myself, several partners, and they are in the audience, attended. It is a statewide. There's $19.6 million available for the state. And the state is requesting RFPs, request for proposals, on different ideas, which Brad will go over, and action plans to how to spend this money to save the foreclosure homes and to make them affordable for other homeowners. At this point, we are just going to go over it and then take some questions, and then I will have a hopefully a resolution. The grant does have to be turned in, or the request for proposals, by October the 31st, so that's why we're kind of pushed for time. And that has nothing to do with us. As I said, we got this, the first we saw it was last Tuesday. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Brandy's going to go over some statistics. What has led us to some of this foreclosure information?
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
As you know, I've been keeping track of the Sussex County foreclosure filings since January of this year. You each get updates every month. You have a map in front of you. Mr. Dukes held that up. It's basically a plotting of all of the foreclosure filings from January through September of this year. And as you can see, there's not one part of Sussex County that hasn't been hit by the foreclosure issue. But mostly, they're concentrated on the west side of the county, Seaford, Laurel, some in Millsboro, and Georgetown. Those are my consistent top five zip codes. Already at the end of September, we have increased the filings by 58% since last year at this same time. For this grant that we will be applying, we'll be using the filings to show the areas of greatest need of our county. Granted, as Brad will talk about, the foreclosed properties is what we'll actually be pursuing, but the filings will be our indicator of the areas in need. And we'll also be using areas with significant job loss. I'm going to be working with Julie from Economic Development to kind of go over that. But as you know, Invista and Seaford just lost 400 jobs. I mean, that's obviously an indicator of what's going to happen in that area. And with the sheriff data, the end of the process, 179 properties since January have gone back to the bank. And most of those as well are in Laurel, Millsboro, Seaford. Those are the properties that we'll be handling when it comes down to it. But I guess Brad will be talking.
Well, we've been hearing about this for several months, and like I said, it's just been in our office for a week now. So really, there's the state's received $19.6 billion. Roughly about 22% of the foreclosures in Delaware are in Sussex County, so we're assuming our funding should be somewhere near that, or we may request some more. It seems the project is basically designed to take the foreclosed properties, or as many as possible, off the market and kind of redevelop, reuse them. And the average income that they're trying to put these home ownerships in are about 120% of the area median. What this program will basically do is establish funding mechanisms that will be used to help first-time home buyers, you know, lower-income people to try to get in into these houses. We can purchase and rehabilitate homes. We can establish land banks for large groups of homes if they're in a particular area. We can demolish blighted structures, and we can redevelop vacant properties. The state's asking that 25% of this funding be used for houses that are 50% below the median area income. So we're working with the partners, Habitat for Humanity, Milford Housing, and we're trying to put together some scenarios of loan programs that will be used, and then we're going to review them with the State Housing Authority to make sure they're applicable, and then we'd actually like, you know, Mr. Baker to look over and make sure it looks like something that the county would be interested in. But the money's there. It's going to go to someone. I mean, it's going to go to Wilmington, and it's going to go to Dover so we're really just here today to see if you would like us to go forward with an application so we can get some of this funding to help some of the homeowners and you know, the people involved in the real estate industry in Sussex County.
I have a couple. Before I get too far, we have some partners here. Ruthie King from the Sussex County Realtors Association and Lisa Smith from Habitat for Humanity and Amy Walls from Discovery Bank, who's also was very instrumental with Brandy. Amy is the CRA rep, and they will be partners with us. The Housing Authority recommended that it needed to be a partnership for all this. Of course, everybody was eligible, all town, any town, municipality, county, nonprofit, but they kind of wanted a holistic approach, and that was what Brad brought up, to buy the houses, land bank them, fix them up, resell them to the qualified and the criteria laid out, which is an action plan that's going to be really hard to put together, but we will do it. We will meet tomorrow with all the partners, and hopefully we'll have something and ready to go up. At this, because we're moving so fast, I wanted to get some type resolution and some type endorsement, as the group thought we should, and to move forward. And at this point, if there's any questions before I read that up, I'd be glad.
George, you got anything? Mr. Dukes?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
No problem, man.
Now, we talked, before we said, and I said my only requirement was as long as we were in charge of the money, it's cool, because we got to keep it out of state housing, because it will go somewhere else. And I think with you guys in charge of it and with the HUD program that you've done all right, I mean, it's something that we, if our staff can handle, I think it'll be an excellent thing, and it'll be good for the people of Sussex County.
I agree. That was the first thing I said, is that I was told to that we had to be the lead, and that we would be in charge of it. We have the expertise of finance. We've done the grants before, and none of the partners had any problem with it. And that part is fine. I do want to say, because it always comes up, this will not cost the county other than our staff and the partners that are willing to do it.
Right.
1 cent. All this money we apply for, and we could be between $4 and $6 million. We haven't narrowed it down.
Right.
And some admin money that will be reimbursed for this program. So it will not cost 1 cent.
Right.
Bill, would you actually be buying homes that we would own? Would it work that way? With the grant that the county would own?
That is one of the options, yes.
Right.
But we would turn them over to partners that do it all the time. Habitat.
Okay. So we wouldn't actually be dealing with the homeowner on the back end.
The money.
We would just do the initial purchase.
We would be the pass through.
Just because.
The home would then be sold, maybe possibly renovated.
Yeah.
And then.
Because we do have all the contractors in place already.
An eligible.
But also Habitat and Milford Housing is also capable of doing the rehabbing also. So.
And the Diamond State Community Land Trust, which they would probably handle the 50% below medium income because that is one of the requirements.
As well as Habitat. But it's, and there's also requirements. I mean, our other partners will have to be NCAL Research, First State Community Action. All homeowners that purchase these homes have to receive 8 hours of homeownership counseling, which obviously we aren't capable of doing. So, you know, that's a partnership that we need. They also do mortgage packaging, so they're going to be familiar with all of this already. So it'll really, yes, just be like a pass-through.
When we sell these, we won't be holding the financing, will we, or anything?
No.
No, but money. They'll get loans. They'll get loans from the bank, from the other partners sitting out in the back there, and they're the ones that are going to take the ball from that.
And Habitat does their own mortgage in any way.
Right, Discover Bank.
And when the money runs out, and we're still sitting on some houses in this county?
Well, what
would we do then?
All the money that we apply for has to be obligated within 18 months. So we have to either purchase them, but then we have 4 years to utilize all of the money, whatever comes back through in sale, resale or whatever. But everything has to leave in 4 years, and then whatever isn't used goes to the U.S. Treasury.
So we can sell these houses at a loss?
Yes.
Yes. So that's kind of the idea. Well,
the idea?
Well, it's not our money.
Well,
I mean, we're not.
Oh, it's not our money.
But it's low to
money. It's our money. It's a tax money.
Oh,
it's
my money. That's
back.
All right.
What are we doing for these people? Somebody that being foreclosed on.
Too late, Dale.
And they don't want to move. They want to continue to live there, but they got finagled into these high-priced mortgages.
Well, unfortunately,
is there anything to help them?
This isn't for prevention, and they've clearly stated this, and you know that's unfortunate. At this point, those are, and we're not even dealing with those homeowners. We're dealing with them after sheriff's sale, so we won't even handle that.
But they could apply to purchase a home, possibly their own home.
Oh yeah, sure.
To bring their and refinance it a
lower. Ruth's saying no.
Upon,
you got to come forward, Ruth.
Yeah. Who are you? Ruth A.
They've already been a first-time home buyer, and so the way the program is being set up, as best I understand, they wouldn't qualify. The person that's gone through foreclosure would not be a candidate for the program because this is primarily targeted at first-time home buyers. I believe there's a caveat in there where they can't go back through the program to purchase one of the homes. Like, if you were thinking, could we keep them in their home? No.
Well, no, it wouldn't be the same. I'm not sure if they can.
I think these are the ones that are already on the auction block, for lack of a better word.
So we'll go to the auction and buy them?
Yeah, we'll most likely be contacting the banks.
Banks.
At this point, keeping
the ones that go to stay, and then we'll try to make them an offer.
Or bail on the banks out.
Yeah, it's I agree with you, Dale. This is the only way they offer the program and anything we have to work with. I mean, it's like the criteria is not the best.
About like jacking those homes up,
George. Hopefully, I guess at the end of the day, we can maybe get some affordable housing out of it and get some individuals around here in affordable housing that they can't afford, where the mortgage is not way over their head.
And it's also the plan is called neighborhood stabilization. So like I said, we'll be using these maps and things like that to focus on specific areas, either within downtown Seaford, within a specific development, so that we can follow these foreclosed homes. And if there's a cluster of three or four within a certain area, that to me is a neighborhood that needs to, you know, if they're vacant and they've been sitting and they're bringing down property values, that's the focus of the entire plan, is to stabilize neighborhoods.
So is it possible that if somebody is just on the foreclosure list but not been sold out yet, He could buy his house. He couldn't buy his house from the bank and sell it back to them?
That's not in these rules.
No, not.
Yeah. One of the other good points about this that Brandy sort of alluded to, it does two things for the people that are, you know, that are the neighbors for where the house has been foreclosed on. It prevents blight in that neighborhood, and it helps keep their housing value up. And that's one of the things we've been concerned about in this program. Let's say that George's neighbor, you know, God forbid, is foreclosed upon and they're out. That house, that house is empty. So, what happens though? If this house is purchased through this,
maybe it could be you, George.
Good idea.
If the house is purchased through the program, that we're concerned about making sure those property values aren't deflated because of that as well. And so, what we're hoping to develop is a mechanism in that, so that that house that is transferred, that property next to his below market value, that it doesn't impact financially the value of George's home, because he wouldn't like that. So it's to make sure that we're looking at that as well. And I think there's a lot of players that come into this. One of the things, that as I read it for the county, is that there's a 5% administrative cost that's built in here. So there will be no cost to the county for the administration of this program. In fact, there's a chance that you'd be able to give some more money back to the housing development group, because, you know, for other programs that they use through that administrative. So the thing that we like about it, it brings together not-for-profits and profit partners as well to address the foreclosure issue. Because if you look at your maps, it's all over Sussex County. There's a real chance here for some of the housing issues we've had for the workforce. And we keep hearing about firefighters and teachers and emergency people living near their work. There's a very good opportunity, because some of these properties will help address that need, because now somebody that couldn't usually afford to live in that area will be able to buy this below market house and be able to meet that need. So I think there's two or three different things here will really be an advantage. And the thing, when folks think it's low income, if you look at when Brad gave the number, I believe was 120% of medium income, the median income in Sussex County is less than $60,000. So when we talk about the people that we're going to be able to help, it's not just low income, it is the average hardworking Sussex County, and will benefit from this program.
But speculators will not be able to come in and buy these below market houses, you don't think, because of the application? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. And they have to be first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. did you say?
I thought they maybe not. But
they don't, or do they do? Because if they don't, it just, I wonder if we're really doing the private.
No, they don't.
Huh?
No.
Do you know?
We got a young lady from Discover Bank that said no.
No.
Yeah, the regulations.
Come on up.
This is Amy. Well,
sorry, the regulation doesn't stipulate that they have to be a first-time home buyer, but based on the program that we're looking at, they would have to be able to obtain conventional financing. So if they're looking at a first-time home buyer program, they would either have to be a first-time home buyer or not owned a home in the last 3 years. So those people who were recent foreclosures would have difficulty getting a fixed-rate mortgage, and we would set up parameters such that they could not get a mortgage that's either a subprime or something that's, you know, difficult for them, so that these don't end up coming back on the books because of some sort of fishy mortgage down the road.
Perfect. Any other questions? Okay. Bill, you're on. Thank you very much for your time.
I have a resolution, if I'm pleased. Endorsing project to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and authorizing David B. Baker, County Administrator, to submit a request for proposal. And whereas the Sussex County Council resolves to apply for supplemental community development funds from the Delaware State Housing Authority in accordance with appropriate regulations governing the Community Development Block Grant State of Delaware for block grants as contained under Title III, Division B of the Housing and Recovery Act of 2008, known as HERA. The grant will be known as Neighborhood Stabilization Plan, NSP, whereas the Sussex County Community Development Department will be partnering with Sussex County Association of Realtors, First State Community Action Agency, Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, NCAL Research, Inc., USDA Rural Development, Diamond State Community Land Trust, Sussex County Sheriff's Department, and Melford Housing Development Corporation, Be it further resolved by the Sussex County Council that David B. Baker, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the request for proposal to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved to second that we approve the resolution as read. Mr. Cole.
Well, I know usually like these kind of, you know, these kind of schemes, I always think they just sound good and they don't really aren't that effective. And I don't know who they help and who they don't help. But since it's not county money and it's money that would be allocated to Delaware and Sussex County, and if we didn't take advantage of it, we'd miss out on it. So I guess I'll vote yes to go with the program.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation of the Housing Department, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I've never had any doubt how Mr. Locates manages programs, so with that in mind, I vote yes.
I vote yes also. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is
the Locates program?
Correct.
Good morning again, almost afternoon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, we're just about blown the morning, haven't we?
Looks like it. We have a ordinance for discussion and possible introduction.
Right.
Been discussed a couple times. It relates to the replacement of small accessory buildings, commonly referred to as sheds.
Right.
The ordinance is an attempt to provide a method by which accessory buildings covering a ground area of 120 square feet or less within a mobile home park or trailer park can be replaced without requiring the applicant to obtain a variance.